الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. دروس يا بلال. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, continuing with the seerah of Hazrat Ali ibn Talib radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an had nominated Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu as his successor and khalifa. When Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the khalifa, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was holding a very high position. He was amongst the senior members of the shura during the term of Khilafat for Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, when he was made shaheed and when he passed away, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an could not stop crying. This was the condition and the love that he had for Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an. Some of the scholars have mentioned that he would cry so much that different companions would come to visit him, to console him. And he would say to the people, do you know what it means that Umar ibn al-Khattab is no longer with us? And he said that what I can see is that a hole has been made in the wall of Islam that will never be sealed again. Perhaps he was alluding to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an is the barrier and that door that is protecting the ummah from fitna, trials and tribulations. When this door will be broken into, immediately fitna will enter the ummah. And so that's why Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an was lamenting and crying. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an, what was his condition just prior to his shahadat? One of the slaves who was from Madinatul Munawwara attacked Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab. He was not a Muslim. When Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab stood up to begin his imamat of the Fajr Salah, and he came from the front and attacked Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, it was that injury that he received which eventually gave him the status of a shaheed. But immediately what Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an did was, he said to the companions that I'm not going to choose anyone as my successor, but I'm going to choose six individuals. Just to quickly recap. And these six individuals were from amongst the Ashra Mubashara, the companions who were given the glad tidings of Jannah, in one sitting, in one gathering. And he said, the Amir and the Khalifa can only be one from the six. And it is with the six notable companions that they have to decide and they have to choose who will be the Khalifa and who will succeed Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an. And the six are, of course, Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiyallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala an, and Hazrat Talha radiyallahu ta'ala an. So these were the six companions chosen by Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an. And in the meanwhile, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an had said that it is the duty of the Khalifa to lead the people to prayers and to be the Imam. And so because we haven't chosen the Khalifa for the Muslimin, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an himself chose an Imam, and he said for that period of time, for 3 days, I will choose Hazrat Suhaib Rumi radiyallahu ta'ala an, who will lead the Ummah to prayers in Masjid Nabwi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the Khalifa has been chosen. And then of course it will be the duty of the Khulafa to lead the people to Salah. So Hazrat Suhaib Rumi took on the mission to lead people to Salah. And then he selected his own son, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an. And he said to Abdullah, now Abdullah was a great scholar, a man who has narrated many of the ahadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is considered to be from the high ranked companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Umar chose him and said that I want you to watch and to make sure that you understand how the process of Khilafat is going to take place, and basically to watch the deliberations of the six companions. But he will have no authority over them, but just to watch over the management process. And so he was given that responsibility, and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala an would sit with them. Now during that period of time, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an became shaheed. Now he did not know exactly who was selected, because he had passed away. When he passed away, before he passed away, he did sort of give some indication, and he did hint to the six companions that are there. He said that the choice is entirely yours. Anyone who is selected, alhamdulillah, I am happy, because these are the six companions who Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given basharat of Jannah. So any one of you can qualify for this position to be a Khalifa. But then he said, but in my opinion, my personal choice and preference is that we need to look into Hazrat Usman or Hazrat Ali. This is what he had said. That is my personal choice, that after me, perhaps the best choice would be Hazrat Usman or Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. But then he gave them a choice again. He said, it is entirely up to you. This is just my opinion. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an had passed away. When he passed away, Hazrat Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala an, he is a sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spoke to Hazrat Abdurrahman ibn Auf and all of the six notable companions, the Ashra Mubashara, and said to them that I want you to come to my residence, and I want all of you now very quickly to select the Khalifa for the Muslimin. This was the instructions given by Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, that within 3 days someone has to be elected as the Khalifa for the Muslimin. And so the Shura, the council, sat at the residence of Hazrat Miqdad radiyallahu ta'ala an. Now it wasn't an easy task from the six all of a sudden just to choose one individual. Now who will that one individual be? Subhanallah, all of them were great Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'in, great, great companions. They were not hungry for power at all. But subhanallah, they were also very mukhlis, and companions were prepared to take up any challenge. Just like Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, when he looked at the condition of the Egyptians, he nominated himself and he said, let me be the financial minister of Egypt. Ij'alni ala khaza'in al-ard. He wasn't doing it for fame or for power or for greed or that he will accumulate a lot of wealth. It was only to promote the truth and to spread justice. And so Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'een were sincere people. So when they sat, they looked at one another and they looked at, you have Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, and perhaps he was the most senior from amongst the six that were there. And so one by one, when they looked at each other, they decided to give up their position. So for an example, when Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an was in that majlis, he said, I am giving up my privilege and my position to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So my choice would be Hazrat Ali, and I am backing off, that I forego my position and I will give my preference to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So he moved back and he said Hazrat Ali should be the Khalifa. And then you had Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Sa'ad said that I am also moving back and I will withdraw and I will give the position to Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf. So Abdul Rahman ibn Auf was selected. And then you had Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala. And Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala said that in my opinion the Khalifa should be Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. So now from the six, how many do we have? Three. So three have gone back and three are left. So you have now Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Hazrat Usman, and Hazrat Ali to take the position after the shahadat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Now the three were there, Hazrat Miqdad, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala was also there. Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala then looked at Usman and Ali and he said, I will also withdraw from this privilege and position. And he said to Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, I will give time to both of these companions if they give me permission to select any one of them as the Khalifa and the successor to Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala were pleased and they said, fine, whatever Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf was to do, whatever comes to his mind and his selection, we are pleased with that. He was again a very senior Sahabi. It took him 3 days to choose between Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. It was not to favor someone or just to say that khair, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is related to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala is again a very senior Sahabi, so perhaps let me choose him. But he took the mashwara from all of the companions. It took him 3 days and three nights. Ulama have mentioned that Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf did not sleep for 3 nights. Continuously he did not sleep of the pressure that he had and that responsibility. Who will be the right candidate to take the place of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala? You have to be a very powerful man to take that leading role after Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And the example that the Khulafa'i Rashideen have left behind, like Hazrat Abu Bakr and Umar, you have to be extremely great to take their position. And so he went to the people of Medina, he consulted first all the companions, the local people of Medina, people who were outside, he went to the Bedouins, he even spoke to the women of Medina Munawwara, to the children, anyone who visited Madinatul Munawwara, whoever he could speak to, Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf took counsel and mashwara. And after 3 days and three nights, the fourth day was Yawmul Jumu'ah. Yawmul Jumu'ah. And in the morning just before Jumu'ah, Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf went to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and to Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala. Abdurrahman ibn Auf was in the middle, and he was holding the hands of Hazrat Ali, and with the other hand he was holding the hands of Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala. And he took both of them to Masjid Nabwi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By then the masjid was packed. It was a very important day. The companions knew that someone's going to be the new Khalifa for the Muslimin. All of them were sitting. Abdurrahman ibn Auf sat on the minbar, and he said to Hazrat Ali, I want you to be close to me. And Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala and sitting on one side. And he said to the people that were there, he said, for after 3 days and three nights, I have consulted all of the people, all of the Muslimin, and alhamdulillah, all of the Muslimin agree that there is no difference between Hazrat Usman and Hazrat Ali. And anyone who is selected, it is khair for the Muslimin. It is khair for the Muslimin. But then the final decision was with Hazrat Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala an. After a lot of deliberation, istikhara, a lot of talking with the senior companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they came to that decision. And in the masjid he made an announcement that with praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we feel that the right man for this position is Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala an. And he became the Khalifa of the Muslimin. Now what had happened is that Hazrat Abdurrahman ibn Auf was already sitting on the minbar. So while sitting on the minbar where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting, he said to Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala, I want you to sit on the second step, whilst he was sitting on the minbar. And so he could see everybody. And he said, Usman should sit on the second step, and all of the Muslimin must come and do bay'ah to Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala. Again, the scholars have mentioned that Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an immediately came and he did bay'ah with Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala an. Just to explain, my respected brothers, that Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an did not hold back or did not have al-iyazu billah any grudge, animosity with the Khulafa'i Rashideen, and especially people like Khulafa'i Rashideen, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, and also Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an. Immediately he did bay'ah to Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an. And now just to explain as to why Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an was selected. Why was he selected? We can understand Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, in a different league altogether. Great individuals. Nobody could ever compare themselves in front of Hazrat Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. They were so powerful individuals. For Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say that my right eye is Abu Bakr and my left eye is Umar ibn al-Khattab. Subhanallah. And that my right ear is Abu Bakr Siddiq and my left ear is Umar ibn al-Khattab. So these were great individuals. There's no question about anyone taking, subhanallah, their positions. It is unanimously agreed by the Ummah. And anyone who does not accept the Khulafa'i Rashideen, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, to be the successors of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they need to repent and do a lot of tawbah and istighfar, because they have deviated from the right path and from the path of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'at. But as for Hazrat Usman and the six companions that were there, all of them were great individuals. Why did Abdurrahman ibn Auf select Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala? We need to understand that all of the Salaf and the Khalaf, all of the scholars have written about this selection, that this selection is perfectly justified. And this again is the best selection that comes from a senior Sahabi, Hazrat Abdurrahman ibn Auf. He chose Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an because of his seniority, that he was a senior Sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was only 4 years younger in age to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was from amongst the first batch of people to embrace Islam. And the reason why you needed Hazrat Abdurrahman, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, is that Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an was more influential with the tribes of Arabia than any of the other companions at that time from amongst the six. He was a man who had a lot of clout, a lot of power. So wherever he went, they would listen to him. And you needed someone like Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an to manage the process of Khilafat, the difficulty that could come. And also by then, he was an old man. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an was not a young man. At the time of Khilafat, he was 70 years of age. Different narrations. And so he became a Khalifa, and this was the right selection. And also, scholars have mentioned that he is the only man who was given this privilege, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got him married to his daughter, Hazrat Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Hazrat Ruqayya and Hazrat Uthman were the first to migrate to Abyssinia. When they migrated to Abyssinia, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that after Ibrahim alayhi salam and Lut alayhi salam, my son-in-law Uthman and my daughter Ruqayya are the first to migrate for the pleasure of Allah and His Rasul. That after Ibrahim alayhi salam and Lut alayhi salam, the first to make hijrah for the pleasure of Allah and His Rasul is my son-in-law Uthman and my daughter Ruqayya. And when Hazrat Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got him married to Hazrat Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala an, and that is where he earned the title of being Zunnurain. So a very powerful individual, a man who had a very high reputation, a lot of clout amongst the tribes that were there. He was from the Banu Umayyah. Again, a very powerful tribe. And just to give you one example, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put on his ihram before the Treaty of Hudaybiyah was completed, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an as his representative, as his own representative, as his own Khalifa, to go and negotiate with Hazrat Abu Sufyan and the chief people of the Qurayshi tribe. That go and speak to them. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an was selected. Why? Because the people of Makkah knew him well. And all of the people there, the tribes that are there, the different tribes, when they saw Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, they would respect him. That is why he was nominated. A very powerful individual. Also, he was a businessman. A lot of wealth had come into the Islamic world. By the end of the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, the Persians were at a dead end, the Byzantines were at a dead end, all of their land was now part of the Islamic Khilafat, all of Syria was conquered. What was Hazrat Uthman to do? Hazrat Uthman was now looking into conquering Africa, North Africa and that part of the world, and we talked about the Caspian Sea. And we've covered all that, alhamdulillah, in the Khilafat of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, his seerah. And so, for a man to take control of the economy, you needed someone like Hazrat Uthman and not Hazrat Ali. You needed Hazrat Uthman and not Hazrat Ali. Because Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an was a businessman. He knew how to run business, he knew how to look after and manage the businesses and the affairs of the people at that time, especially in Madinatul Munawwara. He was a powerful man, and therefore he was the man who was the right candidate to take over after Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. And also a man who could speak, very intelligent. He could negotiate. That is why when he went to Makkatul Mukarrama as a Khalifa and a successor to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spoke to the people and the people would listen to him. And he spoke to them in such an intelligent way that they allowed him to do tawaf of the Kaaba. And he refused. And he said, if you don't allow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why should I do tawaf? And he said to the people there, the kuffar, that even if I was to live in Makkah for 1 year, I would still not do tawaf of the Kaaba. Why? Because you have detained Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whilst Hazrat Uthman was in Makkah, when rumors were spreading, aliyazu billah, that Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an was made shaheed, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became so emotional. And he said that I want all of the Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'een, and Allah's Nabi at that time was taking shade under a tree. And he said, all of you must come and take pledge at the hands of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we will fight the Quraysh a full scale war, that even if it means everyone becomes shaheed, they did not come with weapons or arms. We should fight the kuffar, the Quraysh, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was because of the rumors, that the rumors were that they had made Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an shaheed. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took bay'ah from all of the companions that were there, and verses were revealed. لَكَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. Allah is pleased with the people who took bay'ah at the hands of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam under the tree where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting. And he loved Hazrat Uthman so much that he said that if Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an is shaheed, even then I am taking my right hand to be the hand of Uthman and putting it to my left hand and saying that this is the bay'ah of my great sahabi Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala. So we must not underestimate Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an, the khulafa and the companions in any way, my respected brothers and elders. Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an was a very, very powerful man. And in fact, during the khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an, he was known as the Radif of Umar ibn al-Khattab. The Radif of Umar ibn al-Khattab. Now, Radif is an Arabic word. Radif actually means a man who shares the saddle. A man who shares the saddle. And this shows that he is very close to Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, that he is sharing the saddle of Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. Now, why was he the Radif? It is said that when Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala was the Khalifa, a lot of the times people were scared to speak in front of him. That was the ra'b, dabdaba. So they would come with the intention to speak to Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala. They'd look at him and say, They'd look at him and they'd say, This was the personality of this great man. People would come and they were just paralyzed. And they just couldn't speak to him. Allahu Akbar. And so how would they speak? How would they carry out the message? In fact, so much so that even the Azwaj, the wives of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they wanted to speak to that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala, they would appoint someone, and when she would go there, subhanallah, nothing would materialize. And so what would happen? What avenue would they use? Hazrat Uthman would be the mouthpiece. Who would be the mouthpiece? Hazrat Uthman. And that is why he was known as the Radif. So they would come and queue up in front of Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Uthman would listen to them. And then Hazrat Uthman would go to Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala carrying the burden of the ummah and say that this is what we need to do, this is what we need to do. And Hazrat Umar would listen to him and would say to him, okay, fine, this is what we need to do, this is what we need to do. And so you had two individuals who were the Radif. One was Abdurrahman ibn Auf, and the other one was Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala. In fact, scholars have even mentioned, and I've read this, if things did not work well with Hazrat Uthman and Hazrat Abdurrahman ibn Auf, if their opinion was rejected and the people of Medina still wanted to sort of enforce a matter, then the final card would be with Hazrat Abbas. Now imagine Hazrat Abbas. Hazrat Abbas was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a very close sahabi and the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So they would not want to disturb Hazrat Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala, but only when things mattered that we need to now speak, they would go to Hazrat Abbas. And there was a lot of love between Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala. We need to understand, this does not mean that Hazrat Umar would favor certain individuals. This was just a manner of perhaps putting things into perspective in the right way. understanding the authority of Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an. So Hazrat Usman was the right choice. And another very important feature of this man, it's never ending, is that he was extremely generous. Extremely generous. His generosity earned him that position that Allah blessed him with two daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His generosity earned him a position that Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an says that there are many people who are ashre mubashara, but Usman radiallahu ta'ala an was given the glad tidings of Jannah three times. He was given the glad tidings of Jannah three times. Money, subhanallah, is a fast track that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because naturally wealth is something that insan loves. And this is what insan holds on to. Insan holds on to. And so there's a lot of greed. This element of greed is inside a human being. But when a person releases that greed, that means he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. 950 camels during the expedition of Tabuk. Lillah. 950 camels. Lillah for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jannat was given to him many times. Open up Mishkat and you will see. And then the well of Roma, Bire Roma, Bire Roma. We've covered that. The well of Roma. Many narrations are there. What was the price of that well? In one narration, 20,000 dirhams. 20,000 dirhams. And the well of Roma was the only well which had sweet water at that time in Medina Munawwara. He came and Hazrat Usman would negotiate, and he purchased the well from that Jewish man, a man whose name was Roma, and he made it waqf to the Muslimin. Hazrat Abu Huraira says, even at that moment, Allah's Nabi gave him Basharat of Jannah. So on many occasions, Hazrat Uthman was given the Basharat of Jannah, and remember, by then he was the most senior, also age-wise, and very influential, very powerful, a man who knew how to run the economy and the state of and the affairs of the country and the Islamic Khilafat, because he was already very, very close to Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an. And so scholars have mentioned, the Salaf and Khalaf, that this was never a mistake. Hazrat Usman was the most competent to be the third Khalifa and successor of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا، ونعوذ بك من أن نقتال من تحت أرجلنا. اللهم اهدنا صراط المستقيم واخرجنا من الظلمات إلى النور. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا واعذنا من شرور نفوسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.